My brothers and sisters in Christ, dang it, Jesus says we can't judge each other anymore. So much fun, though, to judge. Upon further reflection, it's not, though. It's what we do often. And Jesus is telling us that he himself will be the judge. He will be the one who decides. And he's the one who can see all things in order to judge clearly. What we need to do is first of all recognize our own sin, where it is that we ourselves struggle, where we have turned away from God, where we are weak. And that takes a lifetime, Jesus reminds us. That takes a lifetime. Even Mother Teresa would go to confession frequently. Only if we recognize our own weakness are we going to start to be able to help others. And we can. We are able to see the splinter in our brother's eye. And that happens only because we work at not judging the wrong thing. We work at knowing the judge himself, who will come to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. And so let us continue to humble ourselves, just like Abram did. Just did what God told him to do. Didn't consider himself so great, even though he was to become the father of faith itself. Let us pray for that grace to be like him, to humble ourselves and go where God asks us to go, when God asks us to go, and let God take care of those whom we are tempted to judge. He can see us. God can see us and holds us close to his heart even when we have failed and when we struggle, because he knows us and he wants to reveal us to ourselves. He wants us to know ourselves. He's the one who does that, especially as we unite ourselves to him. And we can't do any better in this earth than to unite ourselves to him in the Holy Eucharist, which is what we're doing this morning, coming to him at this Mass. He's coming to us. We're coming to him. Let's go like Abram to be united with our Lord in faith. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him in the Holy Eucharist right now.